Right now, it's time to recap last night's North Platte Public School Board of Education meeting. We welcome in Board Member Emily Garrick, Director of Finance and Operations Stuart Simpson, and Communication Director Tina Smith. Guys, thanks for taking time for us today.
Good morning.
Emily, we've not seen you since I believe you were sworn into the post, so how's it been going?
It's been going good. Yeah, this is my first time here with you, Tristan, since I've officially become a board member, so...
You hit the ground running, too, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no choice when it comes to the education side of things.
No other way to do it.
A lot of ground to tackle last night as well, Emily. A variety of items on the agenda for you and your colleagues.
Yeah, we did. We had a great productive meeting. We had some resignations, but we also saw quite a few teaching contracts come in, so that was encouraging for us to see. And then, you know, talked about a couple of big things on the horizon with some projects I'm sure Stuart will talk a little bit more about, and talked about some policy and lots of great presentations as well from student groups and teacher awards and all kinds of great stuff.
And with those teacher resignations, there was, I would say, what, about 20 maybe? And then there were almost as many teacher contracts that need to be approved as well. So we're sitting in a very good spot, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think there were somewhere around 15 or 16 resignations on this agenda that we approved. And then I think somewhere maybe around 12, 13 teaching contracts on there. So that was looking good. And I know Mr. Mills shared with the group last night that there had already been another hire come in just since we had put together this agenda.
Wow. So. Does Mr. Mills ever stop Mr. Simpson?
Because of the dynamics of the structure of, you know, teaching in Nebraska now at this point in time, where you go across the state and you see, you know, a myriad of positions being open, he is continually out on that war front trying to make sure that we can capture any and every teacher we can to fill positions that are out there. Because some of the positions, such as science or special education, are really tough positions to get. And
sure.
So anytime we see a warm body, we're out there beating the bushes trying to see if we can get them to come to North Platte, because we want to say we have a good community and we want to show them the positives that are here.
And Tina, speaking of new hires and new gigs, social media blew up yesterday when we announced our new head boys basketball coach.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
We love hiring from within. And I tell you what, Mr. Pack is going to be a great addition to that basketball team as the head coach. And I think that we saw lots of support in that area.
Yeah, not surprising by any means.
No.
Emily alluded to a couple of big items on the agenda for you, Stuart. Let's talk about some of those.
I think the one for myself was that we approved the roof bids for McDonald Elementary. And talking about it last night at the board meeting, we went through and we've already approved the upgrade of the HVAC, windows, doors, and ceilings in McDonald Elementary. And really, this project should have been done last year, but we knew that we were going to be doing all this additional work at McDonald this summer. So in the process, we felt like it was appropriate to just do the roof repair. It's not part of ESSER's. It's just part of our standard yearly item to get taken care of. So in that, all we wanted to do was make sure that we got it on the agenda. Putting in the HVAC at McDonald, we have to do curbs for all of them, which is relative to what Weathercraft will be installing. So it just sort of fit hand in hand on doing that.
Awesome. Emily, anything else on the board agenda you felt you wanted to bring up this morning?
I think we had some good conversations just about board policy,
mm-hmm.
Which kind of brings up a great topic that a lot of people don't realize, that the board really has two jobs. As the way that we serve our district. And the first is to employ the superintendent. And the second really is to oversee and set our policies. And so we've had, you know, quite a few discussions. And if you know me very well as a board member, you know that policy is kind of my passion. And so I am definitely the nerd that has read all of our policies multiple times.
Before
I was sworn in. Yeah, very light reading. And so, you know, we've had some conversations about there's probably some policies that are due for review. And we discovered one of those in the process of looking at our administrative salaries. And so that brought forth some good board conversation and what we should do about those policies. And I'm probably the only one that's really excited about reviewing policies moving forward, so we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, Stuart, you share a little bit of this.
Well, let's put it this way. She loves reading policy. You know, I get in there and we start talking legislature numbers, and then all of a sudden it's, we can get them all in a room and we're just going off 90 to nothing. Yeah.
Tina, Stuart, anything else you guys wanted to bring up this morning?
You know, Tristan, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up to wrap up the end of the school year and some things that folks can mark their calendars for. So today we have the mobile food pantry over at the high school starting at 1 o'clock until all the food is distributed. And then something we'd like to invite our community and our families to go ahead and get done. If they haven't already done so, go to your app store and download the MPPSD app. There's going to be lots of cool, new, exciting things coming your way over the summer months. So go ahead and get that app downloaded. But in the meanwhile, you know, it's time for graduation. Mark your calendars for that. And
already.
Wow. May 13th, 2 p.m. at the high school. So folks, if you're coming to graduation, mark your calendar for May 13th. That's on a Saturday this year at 2 p.m. And then school's out not long after that.
Wow.
May 19th for McDonald Elementary. Stuart mentioned those upgrades that we're going to be doing to the building.
So almost as soon as they walk out of the building, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like we're going to ask them to go ahead and pack up on the Friday. And Stuart, I think you're starting on Monday.
We are starting on Monday. Teachers have a last couple of days to get that taken care of at McDonald.
Sure.
But still, you know, if we can get in any rooms and get some of this taken care of, we're on their heels trying to get this done, because we only have so many days to get this completed and start school in August. So I appreciate all the contractors working together so that we can make sure that this can get done in record amount of time.
Yeah. So that's just for McDonald Elementary. They're going to end on that Friday, but everyone else gets out at noon on Tuesday, the 23rd. All the students get to go home. Families, be ready for your kiddos to come knocking on the door. K through 8, you'll have lunch bags you can take home with you.
Oh, good.
And then just be ready for that summer break. And then teachers get out at 3:30 that afternoon.
Awesome. And Stuart, you had a legislative update last night as well. Still not a lot to talk about on the legislative side.
Well, you know, when we look at the legislative agenda every day, not a lot is coming forward. Even though they're having late nights, I think we're seeing a lot of filibusters going on for a long period of time. And so we're hoping a few more bills come forward. But, you know, as we sit and talk about it, Dr. Rhodes and Skip and myself, a lot of the senators are starting to embed some of their legislative bills into other bills so that we can get a lot of items move forward and pass. But the two main bills, 583 and 243, if I have those numbers correct, those are the governor's bills to help reduce property taxes and then, you know, give some money back to the school districts in the process. And so those are going to be coming up on select file here in the near future. And so that'll be exciting to watch.
Absolutely. And Emily, if there's any of your constituents that want to get in contact with you as their representative on the North Platte Public School Board of Education, how can they do so?
Sure. So our website actually has all board members on there, and there's a quick, easy button you can click to email us. That is probably the quickest way to reach any board member if you have a concern or a question. And I always welcome hearing from our community. So
awesome.
Feel free to reach out.
I think the one thing that we want to stress, though, is that when you watch the board meeting last night, a couple of things. Number one, it's always great to see our students coming forward. You know, the students of the month at the high school is sort of, that's what we're there for. We're
the
there for
highlight of the meeting.
It is. And we start those off. So even when you start getting down to policy, or you start getting down to, you know, my numbers, if we can start off with looking at what the student, how great the students are doing at the schools and what is happening, I think that's the first and more foremost thing. And then last night too, we had a presentation by Kids Club.
Yeah.
And what they do after school for all of our students, so that parents can, you know, we do have that sort of gray area of parents still working and knowing that their kids are taken care of. So in that, they're getting some education after school. Parents know that they're safe and secure before they're done working. And it's a great win-win for all of us.
Absolutely. And something that's unique to our school district as well, Tina.
Absolutely. And, you know, Carrie and that team over at the Kids Club are nationally renowned. So it's not like we're getting some second-rate group of folks watching your kids after school and letting them run around town. They are actually engaged with these kiddos. They're showing them experiential learning and actually just engaging with them across mm-hmm. the state. So it's pretty impressive the work that our Kids Club folks do and the training that they have, but also the engagement activities that the students are involved in.
Awesome. Emily, Tina, Stewart, we appreciate the time. Good to see you guys in the studio this morning.
All right. Thanks,
Tristan. Thank you.